When Red Butte Garden announced its summer slate of concerts this year, it featured the typical mix of musical styles, of artists young and old, and of acts that are familiar faces at the venue and those playing the garden for the first time. When I saw the lineup, I naturally looked for the opener, since the first Red Butte show is sort of my unofficial start of summer, and I couldn't have been happier to find the legendary Emmylou Harris in the starting position. With a sound steeped in country and folk, Harris has spent more than four decades recording and touring with the best in the business. Her incredible voice has proved a perfect complement to those of people like Graham Parsons, Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Mark Knopfler. More recently, she won the 2014 Grammy for Best Americana Album for her album-length collaboration with Rodney Crowell on a set called Old Yellow Moon. Her solo work is excellent too, and this summer she's celebrating the reissue of her excellent 1995 album, Wrecking Ball. The collection was produced by Daniel Lanois and includes songs written by the likes of Neil Young, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Dylan, and Lucinda Williams. The album reestablished Harris as a musical force, and I expect we'll hear plenty of songs from that set at her show at Red Butte Garden. I'm hoping we get to hear her version of Anna McGarrigle's Going Back to Harlan. Emmylou Harris headlines at Red Butte Garden on Tuesday, June 3rd at 7 p.m. Visit redbuttegarden.org for tickets and more information. Other shows you might want to consider this week include the conclusion of the Ogden Bluegrass and Acoustic Music Festival up at Fort Buenaventura in Ogden. The Milk Carton Kids are headlining Thursday night at the State Room. The acoustic duo reminds me of Simon and Garfunkel, but their cutting and hilarious between-song banter shows that they have a more cynical side than Paul and Artie ever did. Visit thestateroomslc.com for tickets and information. And on Friday, Provo's free monthly rooftop concert series features We Are the Strike, Van Lady Love, and Cory Maughan performing atop a parking garage in downtown Provo. Visit rooftopconcertseries.com for more information. For KUER's Books and Beats, I'm Dan Nalen.
For Books and Beats, I'm Betsy Burton. The characters in Francine Prose's latest novel, Lovers at the Chameleon Club, Paris 1932, are so vivid, so real, you're sure you're reading history rather than fiction. The setting is a surreal and sophisticated Parisian nightclub where people go both to reveal and to revel in whomever they are. Welcome to the Chameleon Club, circa 1932. Meet its habitués, first Hungarian photographer Gabor Tessigny and writer Lionel Mayne, who wander the streets of Paris together searching for drinks and for fame. Then there's Lili de Rossignol, patron of the arts, who is married into a luxury car dynasty and who loves both her husband, who is gay, and Gabor, who loves another. But the thrumming heart of the novel is Lou Vallar, an outcast athlete who is a cross-dressing, world-class race car driver, soon-to-be Nazi villain, who is eternally searching for self and for love, as do we all. Poor Lou. Dastardly Lou. The stunning panoply of characters who spangle the universe Prose has created mingle their voices in a tale at once subversive, satiric, and bewitching. Wildly entertaining, even as it investigates fascism, feminism, art, love, and war, Lovers at the Chameleon Club, Paris 1932, takes us from the early 30s through the end of World War II. It introduces us to a Paris at the height of its fevered pre-war flamboyance and skewers pretensions, whether social or personal. It examines art and its often crooked path and romance for good and ill. All the while, it tells a tale of spies and daring do, torture and resistance that is heart-stopping. To call this a tour de force would be understatement. Its dazzling light both blinds and illuminates not just an era, but humanity.